This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So Cyrus Jones.
So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Man, I tell you, Willie Nelson is a great. Big old slicer, real Texas.
When you dig my grave.
He comes from right around the same area as my dad. And that is what a lot of those people are like. My dad's kind of like a Willie Nelson type. He's a good guy. A lot more calm than I am. Wasn't always, though. I wonder if I'll get like my dad someday. Just totally calm. I'm certainly not calm right now, man. All right, let me do this. We got Robert Barnes coming up. And we're going to cover the waterfront with him. And then I'm going to plow in third hour to this monstrosity. Senate kills GOP legislation to prohibit certain human-animal hybrids, chimeras. And that happened 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And then right on time, they got a Netflix show produced, of course, about human-animal hybrids, how cute they are, and how much we need to love them and take care of them. And, you know, it's our fault that the Earth has collapsed and all the humans have died. So now all that's left is animal-human hybrids and a few people. The perfect show to sell them from the beginning is our babies that we've got to take care of. When they are corporately produced humanoids that are going to be built and designed the way the globalists want. So this is one of the big issues, if you want to understand the future and how to stop the New World Order, that I will break down for you coming up in the third hour today. And it ties into a whole host of other issues. But if you want tomorrow's news today, we will give it to you. And the whole psyop of USA Today and other papers, putting a whole fake cover on them for the ad for the show and not telling people that it's not real. Fake date, fake everything for last weekend. It says right there on the cover that it's the 4th through the 6th. And people got their USA Today, and it says, hybrid babies born across the U.S., world reacts to new generation of half humans, half animal children with both awe and concern. Oh, it's never like, is drag queen story time good or bad? Just we're just going to have it. Or, oh, we're running a fake news article to condition you that there are hybrids and that people react with awe, but also concern. Not like, how did this happen? Because it's really going on. But see, now your brain will see that, be tricked the first time that, wow, did you read this? Then it'll fall away as a joke that it's a movie, a TV show, so that later in your synapses, when the real animal-human clones are rolled out, which is now happening, you'll just go, oh, that's part of that show. You're being conditioned. You're being seduced. You're being prepared. Yeah, I mean, like, China's already gene-edited 86 people with CRISPR. Oh, yeah, you think they're the first to do it and it just happened? So this is their coming out. This is their revolution. Like when you fire a starting gun for a swimmer's race or for a horse race or whatever, that's politically incorrect. So now they don't fire a little cap gun. They have a beep, red light goes on and makes a microwave sound. Because all tradition's got to be gotten rid of, because, you know, in tradition, you'd know, oh, it's end times when you start splicing humans with animals, and that's when God comes back. The Antichrist will create a one-world system with a cashless society. Oh, it's all here now. But now it's like, oh, well, the churches are like, that's the old quaint Bible. Sure, it predicted it, but we don't listen to it. We watch Netflix, and we have our QR code that you scan to come in the church to prove you're vaccinated. It's of the Lord. Major churches are saying, take your shots. It's from Jesus. Those same churches will be where you're implanted with your microchips. You won't be allowed in the church unless you have the chip, Klaus Schwab said. And major denominations are now saying, you know, the chip is not of the devil. In fact, they're going to tell you Christ is on the earth soon and has returned, and it's going to heal everyone. We just have to deny Jesus. Stay with us.
I am blown away at how effective InfoWars is. I am humbled by how we're changing the world. And it's important for you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar. When you spread the word, when you financially support us, when you pray for us, you change history. You give my children and your children and our entire species a chance at the future instead of these evil, post-humanist, exterminist globalists winning. And we're giving them a run for their money right now. So that's why I want to encourage everyone in the month of June 2021 to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever. Don't be ashamed of InfoWars. Be proud of the fact that we have been in so many fights and that we've been so bruised and so scarred, because those are the signs of our victories, the signs of your victory. And also, please financially support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's only running through next Monday. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 50% off on best-selling products like DNA Force Plus. Check it out today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuit to death. Can I be cold? My whole life spins into a breath.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide on this Monday, June 7th transmission. Here's the best thing I can do, because I got started on the COVID world government takeover news, and I've got all this other news. Let me do this in this segment as we get Robert Barnes on the line. Let me just run through headlines for you. I think that's probably the best thing to do here. I think this is all self-explanatory. Genome sequencing almost certainly proves COVID was deliberately made in a lab, U.S. experts, top scientists say. It's worse than we thought. Fauci and top U.S. doctors caught. They conspired to disqualify hydroxychloroquine as a COVID treatment. Millions died as a result, so they could get their experimental vaccines approved. Because you can't approve experimental stuff if there's a known treatment that even has any efficacy. Instead of like 100% like hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir, they should all go to prison, bare minimum, for that. I mean, that is evil. Nurse, new video. This is coming up. Houston Hospital instructs employees not to list vaccine adverse reactions. Cover up the death. We'll play that here in a few minutes. Dr. Jill, Dr. Fauci in Harlem, greeted with a chorus of boos and chants. Fire Fauci. But, of course, the biggest news of the day is that Dr. Fauci briefed world leaders on coronavirus and that it escaped from the Wuhan lab last spring over a year ago. Wow. He briefed the head of the FDA, and now the rat is leaving the sinking ship, Scott Gottlieb. And remember, Fauci lied about all that to Congress. So they're having to come out and admit all of this. But, oh, look who got banned. Naomi Wolf, one of the most respected liberal women, best-selling author, celebrated by the left. She said there's a lockdown. It's illegal. She says the worldwide COVID passport is a tyranny. She said it's dangerous. She said the vaccines are hurting people. She linked to evidence of that. She's been banned on Twitter after being warned not to talk about it. In fact, one of the times she got suspended a few months ago was because she talked about it being made in a lab. Well, now we know it was, and we know they covered it up. But that's one of the suspensions. Well, she was suspended the third time. Bye-bye, you're banned, Naomi Wolf. With all her platforms and TV shows, she built up her Twitter following, brought them the advertising, and now they just took it away because she was exposing the criminal activity. Scientists who told Fauci COVID potentially engineered deletes Twitter account are being paid millions of dollars by Fauci. Video, Rand Paul says he's getting daily death threats for questioning Fauci. Malaysian police use heat drones to check temperatures from above. Oh, the robot says you're guilty of being hot. Well, now we're going to disappear you. Yet another scientific study concludes COVID is likely lab engineered. And it goes on from there. Now let's add this to the pile. Dating apps allow users to reject the unvaccinated. Since when do you put your medical status out in the world? Since when can companies demand it? Since when can your boss say you've got to have it? Since when does HIPAA go out the window? Since when is implied consent gone? In the UK, in Canada, and now in California, they're giving children vaccines out of ice cream trucks. We have video without parental consent, and lawyers are delivering them cease and desist, saying, who are you? It's some guy with a mask on. See, that's the symbol of the takeover. Masked men with a secret so-called vaccine that's really a drug, and nurses saying everywhere there's massive cover-ups taking place. We'll get to that next segment with Robert Barnes. And we're also going to look at Trump's cryptic statements about Biden will be out of the White House sooner than you think with all the election fraud news coming out. Trump saying it's been a coup. Who's running things? Biden's a puppet. That's strong signals from Trump. Trump now signaling and telling people he may run for a Congress and then get into the House of Representatives that would have a majority if he leads that move to get other conservative Trumpites elected. He would then be the speaker in a year and a half. There's major discussion of that. I mean, this is quite a time to be alive. We'll cover that with Robert Barnes coming up next segment. But this is just an amazing time to be alive. And after he leaves us, I'm going to get into the legalization of cloning and animal-human creations and the real implications of that. And, of course, the subsequent TV shows and full-page ads telling you just accept clones on the streets, accept splice humans and animals. This is the real agenda. This is the transhumanist revolution. And now the transhumanists are saying that. This is our revolution. Type in transhumanists say our revolution is here. And so the biggest circulation paper in the U.S. on the cover said hybrid babies born across the U.S. world reacts to new generation of half-human, half-animal children with both awe and concern. The minute I saw that, I said, it's fake news. It's to condition you to accept it. And it's a fake news stunt. And, of course, it was to promote a TV show. The minute I saw it before I went out and got one, which I forgot and left at home, some USA Today's are still on the shelves. Ask my assistant or somebody to get me an actual copy of that USA Today. Some hotels around here will still have one as well, the weekend edition. So this is a mass move. I told you when they legalized human-animal cloning 2 weeks ago in the Senate, by not prohibiting it, they said it's already going on, that now that's the real dam breaking. And now it's full-page headlines that you will accept the clones, which is corporations allowed to make artificial life on the earth and then give it rights. Just like big tech gets governmental power, spies on you for the government, and the government senses out its illegal spying by having you sign a waiver, but still they give all the data to the government, and at the behest of the government, suppress the people, which makes it totally illegal. And finally, people are listening to me. Senator Ted Cruz came out and said, the way to attack this is how they're illegally surveilling their users, how they're lifetime censoring them, and how they're doing it at the direction of federal agencies that haven't even been authorized by law to do so. This is out. There's 1,000 ways to skin this cat instead of Section 230 obsession. Robert Barnes will give us his take on that as well when we come back. Now, this is the last day. Everybody's been busy. A lot of stuff's going on. We've not come out with new ads or promos or banners for the new product we just came out with that I'm very excited about. Vitamin D3 and zinc, highest quality gummies for adults and for children. A whole food multivitamin, meaning it's totally from the concentrate of vegetables and of other plants. Very strong, very powerful, very high-end. That is in, brand new product. And, of course, vitamin C and zinc with rose hemps. All of this for just for your life, your skin, your eyes, your body, everything you need. It's all essential. This is all great with our regular multivitamin, vitamin infusion. But this is if you want to boost and go even above that. This is high-end at low price. Okay, high-end at low price. As most folks mark these up 4 or 5 times, the way we have it marked up, we can never do 50% off on these. 25% out of the gates, get all three together, 40% off. And that's introductory, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there's kind of a sweet spot right now because we haven't gotten the ads up yet for that. You can still see that the old thing from this weekend, and I asked the guys, and I love them, I said, please have the new banners for Monday. I really want to have it in Monday. We haven't done that. That's okay. You got till 4 o'clock today, and then I promise it has to end. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, Ultra 12, Vaso Beats, DNA Force Plus, Pollen Block, all of it, 40 to 50% off with free shipping, with double Patriot points, our biggest sale of the year. It ends at 4 o'clock today, and our new sale is the Trifecta Mega Immune System Health Boost from InfoWars Life, those three new products that we're very excited about. And then it'll fund the operation and make your life healthier and better. It could literally save your life. I mean, this is all essential stuff. But the trifecta of the old sales ending still here for like 3-4 more hours. And then the new sale that's also going as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. I'm very excited about people fighting back against the forced inoculations. Barnes has filed lawsuits on that front. Very excited about Trump's statements. We'll talk to him straight ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Front lines of the information war. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the big takeaway. We want to turn this around and stop this. We have to recognize what the globalists are doing. We have to recognize there's a transhumanist revolution happening that'll set them up to totally control the planet. And we have to realize that from the beginning, they've used a artificially created virus and exaggerated claims and fear and suppression of 100% remedies and treatments like hydroxychloroquine, remdesivir, and aerosolized steroid inhalers and other things. And it's all been an exercise in censorship and fraud and control. And I have all the articles right here we'll go over where mainline science says, yes, we're going to start cloning humans. We're going to start having genetically engineered babies. China's already doing it. And that they're sweeping away all the old checks and balances. But those laws are still there. You can't give children that are 12 years old in San Francisco at a playground an injection without their parents knowing. That is total Nuremberg violation. That is like punishable by serious, serious prison time. Okay? I mean, and they're all using drug dealer tactics at the playgrounds all over the world. I mean, this is the takeover. This is the precedent-setting event. And I wanted to get Robert Barnes on. A very smart fellow historian, really a constitutional lawyer, follow a lot of suits against what's happening. He tells us the latest on the struggle against this. But what do you make just in general of, as I said a month ago, as I had sources that the major whistleblowers will be the heads of agencies who don't want to go to prison. That's how bad this is. That former head of the FDA, who was FDA head last year, Gottlieb, saying Fauci briefed them that it didn't come out of the lab. I mean, just the level of that one story alone, and then nurses confirming and showing documents that they've been ordered to not say vaccines are hurting and killing people. I mean, we've got a real criminal conspiracy from the UN, from Fauci and Gates, that set up world policy and big tech censorship, working with them and government to suppress everybody. I mean, it is a total criminal conspiracy. This is open and shut. The dumbest jury would convict them, Robert Barnes. What would you call this time we're in right here? I just can't believe it.
Well, I mean, what's sort of unexpected is that they got caught. I mean, what you were talking about a year ago, and, you know, Francis Boyle has been talking about for a year, has been that this is a lab-created virus, that it had the early indicia of being a lab-created virus. Everything about it spoke to that. And look at who profited from this. I mean, not only did China profit by being able to get rid of Trump, that was only possible because of this pandemic virus, but on top of that, they were able to economically profit. The only country that grew dramatically economically in the last year was China. And China profited immensely. Now, they weren't the only ones, because big tech also profited immensely. So you follow the money, and it tracks back to the drug makers. It tracks back to Bill Gates-connected people. It tracks back to big tech, and it tracks back to China. So it shouldn't come as a full surprise, though it is still shocking that it's actually coming out in the public record, that you have that this was an open conspiracy. I mean, from the moment that Fauci knew this was going to become public, he engaged in a year-long conspiracy to suppress the information. And the only reason why it was successfully suppressed for the length of time that it was because of big tech censorship. I mean, the only person talking about this early on was you. That was it. And that's why the reasons why they went to great lengths to suppress people's access to information and to smear the reputation of you and InfoWars is so that people wouldn't pay attention to what was clear from the get-go. But the people who listen to the institutional media for the last year have been lied to. And even Thomas Frank, a liberal, writing in The Guardian, a liberal publication, wrote last week that if this is true, it completely takes apart everything he believes about institutional confidence and trust. But that's what happened. This was an extensive, expansive conspiracy to create a bioweapon, to use that bioweapon for politicized purposes, to enrich a small group of people, to empower China at the expense of the rest of the world, and to take out Trump. And, you know, some of us told Trump back then that if Trump had pursued this when we told him to pursue it, Trump would still be in the White House today.
Sure, and without bragging, we both advised Trump on this, and he would agree, but never did anything with it, and because his advisors would tell him we were wrong. But now he knows that. So let's expand on that. We'll get into Trump later because he's starting to get that now. And if he does get that and goes public with it, that will destroy them. So he still holds the cards like the phoenix that rises from the ashes. But what do you think they're going to do now? Because if you have the heads of federal agencies, Redfield and now Gottlieb saying, no, Fauci knew, and basically he covered it up. They're scared. They are blowing the whistle on themselves, hoping they don't get indicted. I mean, you're a big criminal lawyer as well. Am I reading the tea leaves wrong here?
No, I think what happened is because of the extensive FOIA request that they knew that Fauci was going to get outed, and so everybody who could be implicated started running for cover. I think they started this off, these email leaks, as a cover-up campaign to see, as sort of a soft balloon, to see how people would respond. And unfortunately, Fauci is dead in the water for them. They thought maybe they could survive this. Fauci could survive this. He can't. And so you're starting to see people pile on. Other scientists who signed on to that bogus letter that intimidated people from investigating this. More and more of them are retracting their signature. Others are trying to hide the paper trail, deleting their entire Twitter account.
Well, that's because the head of the Wuhan lab project for Fauci is the one that wrote the damn paper.
Absolutely. And this is something you've been talking about for the better part of a year. From the very beginning, it was clear that these people were in cover-up mode. But the institutional media went along with it. The powerful institutions went along with it. And what they did is they now are self-discredited. And anybody connected to Fauci or connected to this scandal needs to come clean sooner rather than later, or they don't have any credibility or reputational integrity yet left. Now, if I were Fauci, I would be looking for some nice condos in Rio right about now. You know, I'd be looking for countries that don't have extradition treaties, because that'd be the smart move. Now, whether our government ever has the courage to put people like Fauci behind bars is still a very open question. But there's no doubt what the email trail proves is a criminal cover-up to cover up a worse criminal conspiracy underneath it, which this all goes back to something you've been talking about now for many years, which is the illicit funding by Fauci and other people of these gain-of-function biosafety labs. That's not really biosafety, it's bioterrorism. That's where all this comes from. And if people have been paying attention to what you were talking about 6 years ago, we might never have been here, because that's when this funding was taking place. That's when these bad acts were first put in motion.
And by the way, not to toot our horn, but I had Francis Boyle on 15 years ago warning. Remember, George Herbert Walker Bush started this stuff, and his son expanded it. Then Obama expanded it. All these level four bioweapons labs all over the United States that are doing, like, serious weapons development under the guise of, quote, finding cures, but they're making new diseases to find a cure for.
Exactly. And what it was is most of America still didn't know about it. The InfoWars audience knew about it, but most Americans didn't know about it. So most of them are now shocked to discover this research even exists. And that we were funding it, that we were supporting it, that we were laundering it through NGOs to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, because the Wuhan Institute of Virology just let it out of the bag. So it's a big wake-up call to America what's going on. And I think people that have the best intentions are trying to use this case to draw attention to how dangerous this government activity is.
Absolutely. Let's talk about all the forced inoculation talk we see, and what the legal parameters of that are, and how we legally stand up and say no to this biological big tech, big pharma rape.
It's Friday, June 4th, when I'm shooting this quick report. And I just want to congratulate all the viewers and listeners of InfoWars, our sponsors, our affiliates, the crew, because we have been the very tip of the spear when it comes to exposing the fact that the United Nations, with the Chi-Coms, released COVID-19 on purpose. And now all that's coming out. The fact that big tech was involved, the fact that big pharma ran the operation, it is all coming out. And that's why it's more important than ever that you tell everyone you know, strangers, neighbors, friends, family, coworkers, to tune in to the broadcast every day. And it's important to get great products that keep us on air at the same time, a symbiotic relationship. Next Monday, just in a few days, the sale ends for storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus 40% off, and so many other great products up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's our biggest sale of the year right now, so please take advantage of it and keep us on air. Thank you for your past and future support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are certainly riders on the storm. Into this world we're born, into this house we're thrown. And there is a complete revolution taking place of election fraud, of corporate governance, of all of it. That's the whole COVID lockdown was corporations worldwide ordering their employees to stay home, then governments followed suit, and all of it based on a giant, exaggerated, epic lie. Robert Barnes, great constitutional lawyer, one of the smartest guys I know, joins us to cover the waterfront. Robert, I want to get back into all of the attempts to inoculate children without parental consent that's actually taking place. Just this mass criminal movement happening, and the actions you and others are involved in, getting lawyers to serve these ice cream trucks injecting children and all the and these schools doing it without parental consent to let them know that they're on notice of their criminal activity. But again, analyze this for us. and what you think the general public can do to say no to this, not just individually to their employers and others, but explain to others how important it is to stand up against this and say no.
Well, I mean, basically, we're back to the 1920s all over again. We're back to human experimentation in the open and the public. While different forms of that experimentation has been taking place in secret for decades, this open, overt nature of it is something that the government's claim not to be doing since the Nuremberg Code of 1947 was put in after the Nazi experimentation was outed to the world. And the Nuremberg Code of 1947 is very clear that nobody can be the subject of human experimentation, that someone without informed consent. And that Nuremberg Code of 1947 is recognized as part of American law. Multiple courts have said that Nuremberg Code of 1947 is governing, guiding law that enforces constitutional rights in the United States. This not only includes the right to privacy, but the right to informed consent, the right to decide what goes in your body before the government can force it or coerce it or inject it into you. Now, they have violated that routinely over the many decades. I mean, people forget what happened in 1957 in San Francisco, where they were experimenting over the city, dumping chemicals, killed one person, lied about it for decades after that. Then, of course, we had MKUltra all the way through the 60s and 70s, which included injecting LSD, giving people LSD unwittingly and unknowingly, following up the mustard gas experiments of World War I, other experiments of World War II. This was all supposed to be illegal, but they were doing it anyway. One of those early MKUltra individuals that was subject to mental psychological torture at a vulnerable age would go on to be Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. So there's been this, and then they went to great lengths to cover that up in his criminal trial, having his criminal defense counsel compromised by trying to undermine him rather than expose this to the world, and thus he got a plea deal rather than go through the public exposure of trial of how the government was implicated in that event. And there's been variations of that, you know, cancer treatment, a wide range of things where they've used human beings as guinea pigs. But it's not supposed to be legal. It's not supposed to be constitutional. Indeed, the Emergency Use Authorization Statute governing vaccines specifically codifies this principle in the statute itself. And there were two components about that. And this is another one that's also worth exploring now. Emergency use authorized vaccine cannot be compelled without informed consent, period. That's written right into federal law. But the other part is an emergency use authorized vaccine cannot even happen if there's alternative therapeutics that may work. They have to rule those out. Well, Brett Weinstein, the great scientist on his Dark Horse podcast, had some prominent doctors going through the various therapeutics that may have, in fact, be equally effective alternatives to the vaccine. And that this information was suppressed. Information concerning it was suppressed. People who talked about it and discussed it were blacklisted and blackballed in the same way.
And we now have the emails of Fauci saying, let's suppress these treatments so we get emergency authorization. I mean, that right there is a long prison sentence. That's illegal as hell.
Completely. I mean, this goes back to the core principle of informed consent that the Nuremberg Code was designed to do. The words that came out of Nuremberg were never again. And yet we're right back here with Nazi-style human experimentation, treating even kids as guinea pigs. Now, one of the leaders, if there's anybody out there that has a concern about a child, anyone under 18 with a vaccine, some attempt to force it upon them, to give it to them without informed consent or anything like that, the leading legal organization in the nation and the leading legal organization, frankly, in the world on this is Children's Health Defense. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is the leader of it. He's bringing suit in the District of Columbia because the District of Columbia tried to pass a law to authorize the forced vaccines, COVID vaccines, on kids without any informed consent. I mean, and this goes with judges who are trying to do. There's a judge in Texas who's, you know what some of the judges like. Well,
there's a judge outside Houston ordered both parents to take it or they'd take the child away.
Completely, which is a complete misuse and abuse of the authority of a judge. The parental rights to govern what a child gets and what a parent gets is governed by the Constitution of the United States.
And let's be clear, if it was an authorized tested vaccine, it would still be illegal and out of control. This is a gene therapy. This is literally a 100% violation of the Nuremberg Code. And it's the same thing in Europe, the U.S., Canada. This is all being called by the U.N. They're calling the shots. And then when Naomi Wolf or me or you or anybody goes on the Internet and challenges this, we get censored. That's even more criminal.
Oh, exactly. Same with Bobby Kennedy, kicked off of Instagram for simply reporting what the government's own database, the VAERS database, was reporting. And people can go and look at that as part of informed consent. If you look at, you should be informed. I'm all for people making their own decision. You like the vaccine? Take it. You don't like it? You should have the right to say no. This is your right. This is your choice. Not my prerogative, not the government's prerogative. And if you look at what's being reported, we're seeing record levels of reporting. But for people who don't know, the VAERS reporting system, if you lie to it, it's a federal crime. So people aren't going to just make up stories. In fact, they estimate that there are 10 times more incidents per vaccine than are ever reported in the VAERS.
Oh, that's a very conservative number. Some estimates are 100. Yeah. Some leftists put up an incredible Hulk statement to try to discredit it. Well, just because they filed a false report doesn't mean that it's one of the most credible reporting systems out there. And what do you make of nurses and doctors coming forward showing the documents where they're being told suppress this? So the hospital administrators are going along with the crime to suppress it.
Well, and if you were a nurse or doctor, wouldn't you? You just saw the last year, one of the biggest cover-ups, get almost every nurse and doctor in the country and scientist in the world shut their mouths about what was obvious to everybody that had studied this.
So that's my next question. Just like Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But once the truth puts its pants on, it starts kicking some ass. Here we are. The wheels are coming off. What do you expect to happen next? Because the big, bold, megalomaniac takeover plan, we got big tech, we can censor them, we'll make trillions, we'll have a world ID, we'll have a global social credit score, this is our plan, great reset, they write books bragging how they did it on purpose to save the earth from evil humans, and now everyone's waking up and resisting them, and the censorship's not working, Robert Barnes, what do they pull next?
I mean, I think they're going to continue to accelerate. I think some of the people that are complicit in these actions were people who intended to do another variant and another virus. Because this worked really well until now. They got mass compliance around the world. Almost every government capitulated. Almost every person capitulated. All kinds of people forfeited their rights eagerly. And so when they saw this was more successful than the Cold War, more successful than any war we've ever fought, more successful than any crime wave at getting people to completely be docile to the government. And now more and more people are waking up, and I think their desire to do a second wave, the sequel, COVID-19, the sequel, I think is now they have to put the brakes on that. And you're seeing more and more information come out about Bill Gates, more and more information come out about Fauci, and more information come out about the Chinese Communist Party, and more and more information come out about big tech. And these were the four architects, the four horsemen of the COVID-19 public policy disaster and debacle. And Trump is, as you mentioned, is now also starting to fight back in ways that he wanted to but held back on last year because he's getting better advice now. So I think that the people are waking up. And as always, the people's public consciousness is the greatest tool to resist evil of any kind.
I 1,000,000,000% agree. When we come back, let's get into Trump and how him using this information to bring down the deep state is a must. And then what you make of his statements about Biden will be gone soon, and the recounts and everything coming up. Woo! One hell of a time to be alive. I'm Alex Jones. Robert Barnes with us straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
A big health scare, but now it's unraveling, and they've got to get in trouble for what they've done. Big articles that are breaking at Infowars.com. Trump just came out and said he would seriously consider DeSantis for his running mate in 2024. Also, Trump-connected individuals have been saying that he is seriously considering running for the House of Representatives. They look like they can retake the House, which looks clear is going to happen. Anybody Trump endorses is winning. He would then be voted in as the Speaker of the House, pretty much as important and powerful as the president. If you've got a strong leader, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, and also he's been a Trump advisor, is here with us to give us his take on Trump land and him taking the gloves off with Fauci, Bill Gates, and more. What would you advise the president to do, and what do you think he's really up to right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he now realizes even more so. He's realized this at different stages. But that the advice he'd been getting while he was in the White House was almost all bad advice. He got bad advice about how to handle the elections. He got bad advice about how to handle the lockdown. He got bad advice about how to handle the COVID-19 lab leak source. And so his initial instincts, I mean, we were on, about a year ago where he publicly retweeted my comments that he wasn't going to go along with the Fauci plan. wasn't going to go that along with the lockdowns, was going to expose the Chinese Communist Party source of this virus and pandemic, and he got talked out of it by a bunch of bad advisors. And I think the biggest development in all of this is Trump is now clearly waking up to how many bad advisors he had, and that he regrets not listening to those of us who were giving him the good advice, and he regrets listening to those who gave him bad advice. And the best thing for Trump moving forward is to fully appreciate who gave him good information and who gave him bad information. And I hope he starts the process of purging Trump world of bad sources and not rely on those sources anymore, because those sources told him to stay quiet about the lab leak source. That those sources told him to go along with the lockdowns. Those sources told him to take a different kind of tactic on the elections than the one that he needed to take. So I think he is, and you're seeing that reflected in his speech. He's being more and more critical of Fauci, more and more critical of the Chinese and their involvement in all of this, and the Chinese Communist Party. And you're seeing him demand reparations from CCP. You're seeing him demand remedy in that respect. You're seeing him expose.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, then. What do you make of a presidential run? More and more, it looks like he is going to do it. He's lost a lot of weight. He's gotten his energy back. And the word is, he's been saying, I probably will run if my health is good. I think Trump's being truthful. That means they're going to try to indict him, obviously, in New York City or in New York State with that pincer attack they've got going. What's your intel on that?
So it's high-risk gamble for them to try to bring a prosecution against him in New York. It's one thing to keep him under I do a whole lot of tax cases. So there's no chance of them securing a conviction, even with a New York jury trial in New York. And that will only make Trump look stronger. I mean, he has full reliance defense, full good faith defense. All of his returns were done by accounting professionals and legal professionals. They're all consistent with the way real estate law works. So there's just no legal claim there at all. So if they bring a bogus indictment, a made up fictitious indictment on those grounds, they're just going to get embarrassed and humiliated.
But they did that twice with the fake impeachments. That's the problem is, if you look at their past activity, the word is they are intending to indict him.
I think that they're trying to say they are, but I'll believe that when I see it, because it's big, particularly on the tax charges, a big gamble. They could try to bring state charges on tax charges, but the same defenses all apply. So I know the people at the tax division. There's almost no chance they'll greenlight this case because it's gotten massive.
Oh, we know the lower level folks are saying there's no case, but the idiot Letitia James and others, you know, they want to.
Well, Letitia James wants to be well known, wants to be well loved, wants to be a future governor. That's why she's partially behind taking out Cuomo and leaking all the stories about Cuomo. But she's also generally risk averse. If you look at her history, she talks big, but name the big party she's actually indicted. She hasn't indicted any big party yet, so we'll see if she has the guts to do this. The problem is, if she does it and then loses, it's the end of her career. So this is a high-risk gamble that, knowing a lot of these prosecutors, they tend to talk a big, big game, but then they tend to fold real quickly, real easily. I think they were leaking that they were going to indict him in order to try to get people around him to flip and make false stories again.
I totally agree with that.
We're not going to get.
So you think Roger Stone is wrong? Because, I mean, they're certainly shooting their mouths off in New York that he's going to be indicted.
Oh, no doubt. I think Roger's sources are getting accurate information. I have no doubt that but it's a strategy, a tactical strategy. Preet Bharara, a longtime federal prosecutor from the Southern District of New York, a lot of his protégés still run the federal side of the operation. Cy Vance runs the state operation. I've defended people against both. The idea that I know a lot of their personnel well, they tend to bluff a lot. So they want to create the perception that they're going to come in with this big prosecution that's going to be the end of Trump. And what they're hoping is it shakes loose somebody who has information or intel or is worried about what that means, and they'll come and give them a case. But unless that happens, they don't actually have a case. And these are people that are more terrified of losing than of anything else. So they will not go after Trump unless they get new evidence that they don't have currently. They will pretend to everybody, and they will leak stories that they're right about to indict him to try to shake somebody else loose.
I totally agree with what you're saying, because, I mean, I've looked at what they claim the case is. If a bank gives you the money, they're saying, oh, it's bad, he overvalued a property. Well, that's the bank's prerogative. If they want to give somebody a loan, then that's not illegal.
And not only that, if they were to try to indict Trump for some of that stuff, every single real estate developer in New York is going to get the hell out of New York. Because they all do various of these activities, involvement of tax credits, different valuations of property based on future projections versus real property, local tax appraisals. Everybody does that. Nobody's tax appraisal is their best valuation, their highest valuation of their property. Everybody's bank valuation is the highest possible valuation. So they would have to indict everybody in New York. And if you're a real estate developer in New York and you think, hey, Trump can get indicted for this kind of thing, why be in New York? The New York real estate market would crash. It's already in trouble over what they did during the lockdown. They can't afford the whole market to crash. Trump is on the high end of ethics and legal compliance.
Oh, absolutely. So let's go further here. Why are they still doing lockdowns in Canada and Europe? Why, when it's turning everyone against the governments, it's like not even one death in the UK and it's still locked down? What is their problem? I mean, I know it's making big tech money and consolidating control, but or is it just pure megalomania by the left that they just enjoy seeing people wearing masks and submitting?
I think it's a combination of events. So partially it's like the Milgram experiment and the Stanford experiment combined, that once they got this power, they don't want to give up the power. It's too easy to misuse and abuse the power. They love it. You know, for people like Newsom in California, it's intoxicating. Even though he's facing a recall because of doing all this, what does he do? He says, no, I'm going to keep some aspects of the lockdown rolling when it's deeply unpopular, increasingly in large segments of the state. So and it's hurting the economy and it's hurting the society. So I think that's part of it. The other part of it is they wanted to terrify people so that they felt relieved when they had the opportunity to take the vaccine. So I think that
they're keeping that in place. They admit to force compliance. I see that as backfiring, and the carnival atmosphere of these vax lotteries and all of it is really waking people up.
Yes, I agree. I mean, think about it. 2 years ago, you know, you had maybe 2 to 5% of the country that was knowledgeable about vaccine risks. Now you have 40 to 50% of the country that's knowledgeable about vaccine risk. So this has been the response was not what they thought would happen. No doubt. You go back to event 201 and Bill Gates pre-planning of all of
that. Oh, they admit that. I agree. But like you said, they're going to strike back. And you're saying they backed off pandemic 2 because things backfired. I agree. But I think they're going to cook up something even worse. They got something else up their sleeve.
Oh, I mean, there's always going to be another wave of something. But I would expect some sort of terror risk somewhere around the world.
I agree. Staged cyber attacks, they blame on a group that the deep state runs to consolidate power. I see cyber attacks run by the deep state. That's what I see. And the attempt to start a race war.
I think those are both realistic possibilities that are risk on the
what
horizon.
What else do you see?
I think originally the goal was to make domestic terrorism and foreign pandemics the mechanism for control. But both of those are falling apart. The January 6th narrative isn't flying with anybody, and the pandemic, now people are seeing it was government engineered from the get-go. And so that they're going to have to adjust. But also remember, these people are not the brightest bulbs on the block. So some of them are not as smart and as sophisticated as the old conspirators used to be. And ordinary people are getting smarter every single day, and that's the key source of resistance.
Beautiful. All right, Barnes, we've got 20 seconds. How do folks find the show you host?
Sure. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com is where people can find all the links to everything.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. All right. I'll cover all the cloning news when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.